820 on the Wake Up Zone at 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Mark Howard along with Blaine Bishop, our producer Jonathan Schaefer. Kevin off, he'll be back on Monday. And as always, this time of the week, we bring in Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
All right, got to ask you right off the bat, you don't live in a bubble, obviously. The Big Ten's decision to go to conference only, not only in football, but all sports in the fall. Do you think this is a prelude of things to come all over the country, or do you think that's just specific to the Big Ten schools?
That was a bone-crushing question, Mark, there.
I was going to say, we lost Coach Corbin.
Yeah.
He's not one to sidestep a question, so I just assumed that his phone went out. But that's obviously got to be a subject that not only touches the Big Ten schools, but touches Coach Corbin and his Vanderbilt team as they, have a fall season. We got him back? All right. Coach, again, the Big Ten decision, do you think that's just specific to the Big Ten schools, or do you think this is a prelude of things to come to stay in conference only when it comes to your fall sports?
Well, just based on what happened in March, the dominoes have fallen kind of in a similar fashion with the Ivy League and then Stanford making a decision back in March and then the Big Ten after that. So they're kind of replicating the same type of decisions. But potentially, I think at least it's a decision. It's a decision to move forward, which I think is important right now. And I think once you get one answer, you're going to get a bunch. But I think, with Greg Sankey and the SEC, I like the way they make decisions and should. They make decisions based on information, and they're not going to follow suit, but at the same time, I think it's good to watch other conferences operate. It'll be tough, though. Tough for those mid-major schools, which Blaine is familiar with. It's tough for them to operate knowing that they're going to lose somewhere between $2 and $3 million a game, which obviously helps their department, which affects other programs. So there's going to be a cause and effect situation to this for sure.
Let me ask you, another question related to COVID-19, because it just seems like, this is the world we're living in. David Price decided to opt out. You know David really well. What are your thoughts on his decision?
Very difficult decision for him because, he's getting on the backside of his career. So it's tough for him because he wants to play, but at the same time, he's got two kids, wife, he's got a dad that was exposed to a very difficult surgery a few years ago. So knowing that he's going to be around his dad, his mom, and his family, it's just one of those things that he decided to do, and I certainly respect that. I mean, everyone makes decisions based on their own particular situations, and his situation is a whole lot different than anyone else's, and I think, like David, there's going to be a lot of other players that may have to make those decisions as we get closer to the time that they start their season. I've spoken to him about it and certainly understand it. So it's a tough one for him because he wants to pitch, he wants to play, but at the same time, there's bigger things in his life.
Yeah, and how much do you watch the COVID-19 numbers in this area, and how much of a consideration, do you think these ADs, when they're meeting on Monday in Birmingham, to maybe make a decision on what they're going to do in the fall? Maybe their campus numbers are great, but if their numbers around the state aren't, how do you think that affects their thinking?
Well, I think, at least in Vanderbilt's case, we go through our medical department, but I do think they're going to affect their decision making because, as Greg Sankey mentioned yesterday, the fans are a big piece of this, and you can't eliminate that. I mean, that's they bring in the resources financially to our departments and to our kids and to our programs. So you have to think about that. I think you feel like you can operate in a bubble within, which you can to some degree, but, you know, Nashville's different than Starkville. We've got kids that, yes, they're going to be operating with one another, but at the same time, you can't tell them just to stay in this little bubble and they can't have fun, they can't go out. I mean, that's what people do. You can ask them to be careful, but even being careful doesn't eliminate the potential of getting the disease. So I think there's a lot of factors here that they have to think about. And I certainly feel like it probably looks like more like just pushing the dates back more than anything. And I do think there'll be some resolve here soon. But I think you're going to have 14 schools in a room with the commissioner, and they're all going to bring their own sets of information. But at the end of it, when they come out, I think it's a good move for us, just because we're going to come away with a pretty good decision based on moving forward. And I think that's really all we want right now, Mark, is just to move forward somewhere. And I think the Big Ten was the start of it.
We're speaking to Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin.
Coach Corbin, man, thanks for coming on. Naturally, you're a deep thinker, and money is driving everything when we're talking about college sports as well as the professional level. I guess explain to me if there is a difference between the college and pro levels that would influence any, I guess, your decision on what should be done as far as moving season back to season playing. Is there a difference between college and pro, or how much difference is it if it is?
Yeah, it is a big difference, just because the college players, kids, student athletes are exposed to a greater amount of people. You've got schools that, like Florida, that 20,000 plus kids, and Vanderbilt is relatively small, but we're located in a city. I mean, I think there's some containment that can occur in the NBA, in the MLB, in the NFL to some degree, but college kids are exposed to one another. I mean, they integrate, they work with one another on a daily basis. So, you know, it's just when you're around more humans, there's potential for more viruses, more diseases to be passed along, and that is going to have an effect. And unfortunately, in the college athletic world, we're starting to see the trickle down effect of what these effects are. And, you know, it's been 4 months, and in these 4 months, we lost a spring season. We lost the end of a winter season. And if you told me that out of 300 schools, one school will drop 11 sports, Stanford may be the last school I would have given you blank. I would have said, nah, that's not going to happen. Stanford's not going to do it. You're talking about a Sears Cup winner. So I think when a school of that nature drops 11 sports, and it doesn't matter what the size of that sport, they dropped 11 of them. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's heavy. And then you got Dartmouth, dropped 5 yesterday. And now you're starting to see schools that have, because of finances, because of student involvement, they've decided to wither away at their athletic department. And that's sad. But it's on the, you know, it's the cusp. It's really given the rite of passage for an athletic director at a small school to say, wow, if Stanford can do it, then I've got to make this tough decision too. And I don't want to be negative, because I know there's a positive light behind all of this, and it's going to be exciting when it is. But right now we're having to deal with real issues, and administrators are having to deal with real issues. And those are tough, because you're affecting the lives of a lot of kids.
Well, let's talk about something positive, Coach. And that is, when you hear and think about the possibility of a pro baseball team coming to Nashville, what comes to mind?
Well, I'm excited about it, because I think there's great potential inside this city. And you can see with Dave Dombrowski and the group of people that John Lohr has aligned himself with, and inside the community, there's momentum. And I think there's continual momentum and positive momentum towards this. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year. But at the same time, it has to start somewhere. and I just like where it's potentially heading for the city, and I do think it's a good thing. Is the city ready for it right now? Well, no one's ready for it right now, but in time, I believe it will, and I think this is a very exciting city. When you talk to professional athletes, like at least our guys inside of our university and professional players, they get very excited about, yes, Nashville. Can you imagine an MLB franchise in Nashville? So I do think it's something that is gaining momentum and will gain momentum, and I think it would be very good for this city.
Well, naturally, Vanderbilt let go of their sports and media relations staff. I guess I wanted to ask you, how does that affect you directly, indirectly, with your baseball program?
Well, it could affect us very much so, and will. Now, I don't fully know yet all the thoughts behind the move, but at the same time, the people that were affected are friends of mine. Those are people that I work very closely with. Those are people that you look at our Twitter account and you look at Instagram. I mean, you can take Vanderbilt University, Vanderbilt Athletic Department, football, basketball, women's basketball, add them all up, and they don't account for our baseball account in Twitter and Instagram. And that does matter. That does matter. There's plenty of kids out there from a recruitment standpoint, and there's plenty of fans out there that follow that every single day. And we're at the top of the SEC, and I think we're one of the few schools in the country that has a bigger baseball account than the rest of the athletic department and the rest of the school. So that does matter. And, I have to believe that Vanderbilt's thought that through. And at some point in time, we'll rectify that and make it better. But, you know, at the same time, we've got some important people that we really entrusted and really liked a great deal. And I understand change. I was part of change in 2003 as a baseball coach, and I know you affect people's lives. But at the same time, we had a very good thing going, at least internally for us. And selfishly speaking, we want to continue that. We've worked 19 years to build that brand, and that brand is very important to us moving forward.
Coach, great stuff as always. Continue to stay safe, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you very much, Mark. Likewise. Thank you, Blaine.
Appreciate it.
All right, Tim Corbin.